Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Should people be sent to prison at all for petty crimes? Almost all women in Irish prisons are serving sentences for committing petty crimes, according to statistics. Irish Prison Service data for 2017 shows that 95% of women who were incarcerated received sentences for crimes such as shoplifting or handling stolen goods. And by the way, the article in itself, I know people are going to say, because I was thinking too, it's a bit sexist. It is a bit sexist. I mean, if you look at the men's prison, equally as many men are probably in prison for petty crime as well. Substance abuse and homelessness were the main reasons behind the offences, according to experts. So I suppose you have to start thinking about it. Does it matter to you why somebody, you know, robbed a shop, or why somebody committed some sort of petty crime of handling stolen goods or whatever it happens to be, or drugs offences, if they were stuck for money? 1,081 women and 6,403 men received prison sentences in Ireland, according to the 2017 Irish Prison Service figure, which ties in with the, I think there was a stat around a while ago, that you're four times more likely to go to jail in this country if you're a man for the same crime than you are if you're a woman and you have children, because the judge would take into consideration that you have children and maybe custody might not be the right thing for you for the sake of the kids. 79% of men receive prison sentences for petty crime, significantly less than the percentage of women, as fewer men commit petty crime. 2017, nearly all women served sentences less than a year long, with three quarters of women in prison for less than 3 months. And Mary O'Connor, the governor of the DOCA Centre, which is the women's prison, a medium security female prison in Dublin, said that the women serving sentences are some of the most vulnerable in the country, and some of them have very complex needs. O'Connor also said the two biggest factors that lead women to commit petty crimes are substance abuse and homelessness. I'll be honest with you, from looking at the sentencing that we've seen recently in the newspapers, I think you kind of have to have a few previous convictions before you're going to go to jail. Mind you, community service might be better for some individuals. She added that homeless women are being released from prison without anywhere to go, and that this issue is getting worse as homelessness actually increases. And Teresa Clark, regional manager with Mountjoy Prison Visitor Centre, said 95% of women in prison should be in addiction or mental health services. Putting them into prison services absolutely serves no purpose. So in other words, what she's saying is the majority of those who are committing petty crimes, the 95%, the reason for it is because they're obviously have a problem, a mental health problem, or a drug addiction problem, and that's why they're committing these crimes. And the Irish Penal Reform Trust is a non-governmental organisation campaigning for the rights of everyone in prison and the progressive reform of Irish penal policy. In other words, people shouldn't be going to jail for petty crimes. And they also stated that less serious crimes receive sentences of 12 months or less, and that prison should be only be used as a last resort. Now, they mentioned this in the UK a while ago. There was a suggestion that anybody who would get less than a 6 month sentence, in other words, who deserved less than a 6 month sentence, shouldn't actually go to jail at all, and that we'd be far better off having some sort of community service or having some sort of, you know, service out there that, I suppose, rehabilitates people rather than putting them in jail. Putting them in jail is not the right answer. Some people believe that a person should only be used, or jail should only be used, as a punishment for serious crime. However, others say that shoplifting and drug use are serious crimes because there are victims, and that they should be punished. And they're only giving people excuses for committing crimes if you tell them they shouldn't be going to jail. So I want to know what you think. Should people go to jail for shoplifting, minor assault charges, I don't know, drug pushing or drug dealing in small amounts? You know, small crimes, petty crimes, what's considered to be petty crimes by the Irish state. In other words, a crime that you probably wouldn't get much more than 6 months for. Should you go to jail for that? Well, I'm not talking about just not paying fines. Everybody, I think, agrees you should never go to jail for not paying a television license. That's ridiculous. I personally believe you should never go to jail for any crime relating to money. When I say relating to money, you know, not paying a fine, not paying an amount of money, not paying a loan, not paying back a bank, all those kind of things. You should never go to jail for anything like that, not paying a bill. There should be an alternative to getting the money off you or to making you pay back for that particular crime. You shouldn't go to jail for it. Fraud, I believe, is a crime that maybe you shouldn't go to jail for. There should be a way of making you pay back the money plus interest, plus also a punishment of community service. Because you're not a direct, I suppose, risk to other members of the public, apart from, obviously, financial risk. Let me know what you think. Should people go to jail for petty crimes? Is it wrong? So, in other words, are you saying that 95% of the women in prison at the moment should be kind of let out? Donald, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Donald?
How you doing, Niall? It's a gorgeous day down here in Tipperary, thank
you. It is. And what's going on in Little House in the Prairie? We need an update.
I haven't watched it, Niall. A bit busy now today, but I'll catch up with it this evening. Like, and I'm thinking of giving it up because I'm not able for it. Like, my heart's full. I'm not able.
Well, then get back to the other one, Highway to Heaven. That was, you were flying on that one for a while.
Is that Michael Landon, he's good for anything. He's all good for. He choke a horse, I'm telling you.
He tugs on the old heartstrings, doesn't
he? Yeah, he does. Yeah. Not for you, though, because you wouldn't have a heart.
No, no, I don't have a heart.
Normal man, like, and a racist like you know wouldn't.
Absolutely. Okay, so Donald, getting back to prison services. Yeah. 95%, according to the statistics, 95% of women are in prison for petty crime. Usually, you know, committed because they have mental health problems or they're on drugs.
Yeah.
Should they go to jail?
No, Niall. And look, it's as simple as this. We have a thing called community service. By you putting somebody in jail for petty crime, you're costing the taxpayers money. They're going into jail. And let's face it, your first time in jail, it's a college for crime. That's exactly what it is like.
Mm.
You know, you're going to. I think most people who go into jail are going to come out more bitter.
When we say they go to jail, I don't know if anybody gets sent to jail for nicking, you know, a few things out of pennies or whatever it is or whatever happens. If it's about the 20th conviction, they probably will.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone goes to jail for the first conviction. For shoplifting, no. But what I don't understand, and you hit the nail on the head, if you commit a crime against somebody, like there's no such thing as a victimless crime, okay?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be a victim of your crime.
Yeah, but there is different types of victims.
Yes, but if you're on the dole or something like that and you commit a crime, what should be done is, you should be doing community service, your dole payment then, the money should be taken out of your dole payment and pay back that person.
Mm-hmm.
That way then the victim gets some sort of redress, you know?
Yeah, okay, so you don't believe putting somebody in jail for that crime?
No, because it does nothing. I know that some people might say, "Oh, listen, you do the crime, you do the time, and lock them up and all this." But I'm searching, and I can't see the reason. What reason you would do it?
But the stats are painting a picture here of 95% of women and 75% of men are in jail, are holy angels, and sure, they made a mistake once in their lives.
No,
that's not the case at all. Because I can tell you now, they're not in jail for doing it once.
No, and I'm not saying that either, Niall. What I'm saying, people should be punished. But punish them with their pocket. That's where you should punish
them. And what happens if they've no money? They're homeless, if they're drug addicts, and they've no money.
Because, Niall, everybody's entitled to the dole. Everybody. Take it out of your dole.
And then that puts them into more poverty, so they commit more crimes.
That's a bad night. Because everybody, the dole should be taken. You should pay for your crime.
Yeah, but at what point do you stop? All these petty crimes add up. At what point do you stop and say you have to go to jail?
When the crime gets serious, Niall, I suppose. That's about it. Like.
Well, it is serious if they keep doing it.
Well, Niall, I would still keep taking the money. I think if somebody kept taking money off me, I'd cop on.
Do you think so? Well, there are people who probably wouldn't cop on. But stay there for a second, because Sheila, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Sheila?
Hi, Niall.
How are you doing? You had a family member who basically stole to feed habit. A drug habit, I assume, yeah.
She has mental health problems, and it's just like banging her head off a brick wall. We can't get any help for her.
Right.
She was first brought to a psychiatrist when she was 5 years old.
Right.
She was diagnosed with Asperger's. And this actual girl was a Trinity taught in Trinity. She was actually sent to Trinity. She's well educated. I'm not saying that, you know, it can hit anyone.
Yeah.
But it's just the last time she was before a judge, he said she has to go to Dundrum for help, the mental health hospital. And when the guards brought her, they were told no, there's no beds. So she was just let go.
So you would prefer her to see her incarcerated somewhere?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
To get the help she needs.
She's safe. Yeah, she's off the radar when she's out on the street. She's been raped. She's been bet. It's just horrendous.
And as a family, I suppose you've tried everything. There's no reasoning, obviously, with somebody in that situation. It's very difficult to reason with somebody.
She drinks to help herself. She feels better when she's drunk. That's basically it.
And it must be awful to see somebody with a great education, a wonderful future, destroy their own lives.
Girl, a beautiful girl inside and out.
But self-destructing.
Yeah. And
do you think she realises she's self-destructing?
Yeah, she does. I don't think she cares anymore. Sorry, I'm getting upset now.
That's okay. I know, and it must be very difficult for you as a family member to watch, you know, a member of your family do that to themselves.
It's just horrible, Niall. She just can't get the help she needs, you know.
And has she got any help at all? Or is it a case that the help is there and she just doesn't want to go for it? She just won't go for it unless they force her?
I can name a hospital that said that she hasn't got a mental health problem. She's an alcoholic. She wasn't an alcoholic at 5 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
And do you think, is she avoiding going? I mean, is the only way to get her help to force her to get it, do you think?
She will go and she's happy when she's incarcerated. That's the sad thing.
Has she been in jail?
She's been in the Doka Centre. She's only just left the Doka Centre last week.
And do you think she'll end up back in there again?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't know where she is now. She's wandering the street, vulnerable.
Is she homeless?
Yeah. Well, her mother takes her in. Mm. Her mother loves her with all her heart.
Yeah, mothers always do. Always do.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to be there. She just wants to... I don't know what she wants. She's just...
Mm-hmm. I know that. I can listen to you. I know it's heartbreaking for you because obviously you love this person.
Yeah.
And listen to you. I know it's very difficult, you know, when you love somebody to watch them destroy their lives.
But why can't we get them help? The mental health issue in this country is disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful. To think that... the judge told her that she had to go and she was brought. And the guard sat outside there for 3 hours with her, waiting to see could they get her inside. Even the guards know the family and they've been very good. Very good.
Yeah, they're only doing their job, yeah. I mean, look.
Yeah, I have to say they've been very good. Mm. You know, but I don't know what.
Right, it's difficult to talk to you and it's difficult to understand it because I'm not in that situation and it's difficult for many people listening because I know there are people listening saying, well, Sheila, you know, she's committing crimes and there are victims to those crimes.
She doesn't, she's not violent. She goes in to get her whatever she needs to get, or vodka or anything, and even anyone will tell you she's never been violent. She's just, it's hard.
And how many convictions does she have at this stage?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Over 100, over 200 maybe. I don't know. And so, it's all just to feed her.
So she's getting caught constantly all the time?
Yeah, sure. She goes into restaurants and all and eats. And then...
walks back out the door?
Walks back out, yeah. Yeah. But I just think that something has to be done about the mental health issue in this country.
I mean...
Looking at it from my our point of view, it's, you know, it's unreal. Unreal.
And how many times has she been in jail now?
I couldn't count, Niall.
Okay, so she's in and out all the time, it doesn't...
Yeah, yeah.
And what, well, like, what sort of sentences does she get? Like 2, 3 months, 6 months?
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah. 2 months. But, I mean... this has been going on for...
And can you have a conversation with her? I mean, can you sit down
she's
and
very,
have...
She's very astute, yeah. She's very...
and what does, like, she say to you? When I, you say to her, you're destroying your life, let's say her name is Mary, and you say, Mary, you're destroying your life. You're messing your life.
I can't help it. I don't want to live. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to be here. But I don't want to die either. You know?
So you think she's just going to continue living the way she's living?
Oh, she's not going to change now. She actually needs... to be institutionalized.
And is she a young girl?
No, I'm not going. She's 40 now.
Okay, okay.
But she's been doing this since she was a teenager. Right. Yeah. She, well, 21.
Does she have children?
No.
Okay.
She never married. She's not, like, she's never, she can't hold down a home or a job or anything, so, she, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll hang on a second, because Fran, you're in Classic Hits. How you doing, Fran?
How you doing, Niall?
It's kind of heartbreaking when you listen to a story like that. And, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, feck them. You know, if they're committing crimes, they deserve to go to jail. But when you listen to Sheila and her family and how they have, you know, tried their best to sort somebody out, somebody who genuinely probably has a good heart, but look, you know, obviously from a very young age went in the wrong direction.
Well, there is a small group of people which fall through the cracks.
which is wrong. You know, everybody should get the care and attention that's needed and that's out there. You know, but with my incident, the gentleman tried to break into the house one night and he put his fist through the window to try open the door from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That was about 10 years ago. My daughter is still suffering. She won't stay in the house by herself. She won't have a shower unless there's somebody in the house. So, like, I mean, there's no such thing as a victimless crime. Somebody somewhere along the line is going to pay for it either.
Yeah, I mean, in Sheila's situation, you know, there's a restaurant owner who's down, you know, 40 quid on a meal, or, in, you know, she walks into a shop and steals a bottle of vodka. You know, that's somebody's, that goes towards somebody's wages. We understand all that. There always are victims. Always victims.
The monetary value is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, I mean, that lady, that girl there, or that lady there they're talking about, she has, say, issues. But then because of the crime that happened in my house, my daughter has issues.
Yeah.
Like, regardless whether he took, you know, the VCR, the television or whatever, that's irrelevant. That cannot be replaced. I cannot replace the fear in my daughter where she considered the house to be a safe place to be.
And what would you say, to somebody who said, well, maybe the burglar who did that was had a drug habit and he needed to feed the habit? Would you accept that as an excuse?
No. We did hear he was on drinking drugs that evening.
Right.
Now, the ironic part about it is the...
Did they catch him, by the way?
Yes. He actually did it to two other houses, one or two other houses.
And did he go to jail?
What the police rang me when I get the pulse number and all that, they asked, would one of us go to court and say we didn't give the man permission to come into the garden?
Right. Okay.
So that just says it all. Like, basically, yeah. There's nothing there to protect the victims.
But did you find out in the end, did he go to jail?
I wasn't even interested. Like, I mean, I'm more concerned about my daughter's welfare than whatever
happened
to this
idiot.
You know, but it's all crimes. There's nothing about the victims in it. Now, I do understand that lady, she is a victim of something, either mental illness, alcohol abuse or substance abuse. But there's nothing there for the victims. Everything is catered for these people who perpetrate the crime. You know, they get their free legal aid.
Would you accept that we don't do anything to prevent the crime? In other words, in Sheila's situation with her friend or her family member, that we should do more to stop that from happening in the first place? Like, if there was earlier intervention, unfortunately, you know, she's a, you know, middle-aged woman now and she's had a life of that and it's going to be very difficult to change. But if she was a middle-aged or, you know, a younger woman, that intervention would be better to stop her from doing it again rather than putting her in jail and sure that'll be the end of it. Should we just, you know, lock the door there for 3 months?
Mental issues have been around a long time in Ireland and nobody has addressed them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, back in the day, if you had a mental issue, you were just institutionalised and forgot about.
Yeah, off you went, yeah.
Now people are starting to realise there is certain conditions which can be treated, can be helped. You know, there is sort of more information around mental issues. Like, I mean, I'm from the Clonsilla area. The amount of young children that's at committing suicide.
It's quite shocking, you know, it is, yeah.
And if you look, I'd say the same all across Ireland. Like, I mean, everybody knows someone or related to someone. There is nothing being done. But for the people that's committing these crimes, they're jumping over hand and fist to help them. You know, when you look at the victims of that's left there, you know, or people with the sort of mental issues.
So what you're saying is, you agree with what Sheila's saying, there should be something done for people who have mental health problems and help them. But when it comes down to people constantly committing crimes all the time, you're losing a bit of sympathy there.
I have no sympathy for them at all whatsoever. Like, I mean, somebody is going to pay in some shape or form.
Let me just put that to Sheila before we get to the break. Sheila, it's a fair point. You know, I understand your friend or your family member has a problem and, you know, her heart goes out to her and you and your family for what you have to try and deal with and how you've tried to help her. But, you know, there are a lot of people in this country with mental health problems, with alcohol problems, with drug problems, and they don't commit crimes. Are they? Because they still understand they're doing wrong. Do you understand the point he's trying to make?
I do. I'm not condoning what she's doing. I absolutely am not. 110%. I've been a victim of crime myself. I know what it's like. But what I'm trying to say is she's suffering and her only way of dealing with her problem is alcohol. And the only way she can get alcohol is to steal it. And if she was helped, she, you know, if the government could do some more about this mental health issue that we have.
But there's no need say, for example, to go into a restaurant and not pay. That's also stealing.
I do not condone that at all.
I'm not saying you do. You know what I mean? I mean she's not stupid by any stretch of the imagination. Absolutely. And she knows she can get food without doing that.
Yeah, I know. But as I say, she's on medication. She doesn't take her medication when she's out roaming the streets drunk. If she doesn't take her medication, it doesn't help.
Do you reckon she's been taken advantage of out on the streets?
Oh yeah, she has been. She's been raped and everything, yeah. Yeah, she's had her money stolen. She's been kicked in the street by people going by.
Is she sleeping on the streets as well?
Yeah, she sleeps on the streets. Yeah, she sleeps wherever she can. She was out in when we had the snow that time. We didn't know where she was.
Mm-hmm.
She slept outside in the cold. Yeah.
Any sort of addiction. Alcohol, drugs, gambling, whatever the case may be, the person themselves need to want that help. Everybody around them can gather and say, this person needs help. But unless that person says themselves, I do need help, I think most of the agencies will look at say, okay,
She doesn't have an addiction, though. She has mental health problems. She's Asperger's. She's on the spectrum.
That should have been addressed years ago.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Some people fall under the radar, and they're the people that most need the help.
But she was given the help. She was told that she was sentenced to Dundrum to get help, and there was no beds, so the guards had to let her go.
But that was only recently. That wasn't when she was a teenager or when she was younger.
Does it matter?
That's when the help should have kicked in. When the sort of diagnosed and says, okay, this is the course we have to go through. The government, the agencies could have prevented what's happening now.
That's what I'm trying to say.
When she becomes a problem.
We haven't had advice as a family, though. We haven't. Yeah. This is the. I want to thank Classic Hits Niall for letting me say this. You know, or it mightn't help, but...
Is there support groups for you and your family members and people who are dealing, because you're essentially victims as well?
Her mother does Al-Anon meetings.
Yeah.
Her father does Al-Anon meetings, and that's a great help, but they've been doing Al-Anon meetings for 20 years, you know.
And would she steal from them as well, yeah?
Yeah. Basically, her mother has to lock her keys in a drawer and lock her keys away with another key. Do you know what I mean? That's how bad it is, you know?
Yeah. And I know parents will always stand by their children, and you know, because it is their child.
Well, her mother's 69 now and she's still dealing with this, you know?
That must be awful. It's an awful life for her to have to put up with that. Constantly.
Absolutely. Yeah, all her life, basically. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry.
I know, Niall. Thanks so much.
I'm sorry for you. And I am sorry for her as well, because it shouldn't have come to this point. But I know there are people listening who have lack of sympathy for you, Sheila. Or not for you, but for her. But it shouldn't have come to this point. It shouldn't have got this far.
Absolutely. When she was brought to a psychiatrist when she was 5 years old, that should have been dealt with then. You know, she was always a very...
But yeah, but 35 years ago, we lived in a very different world where we didn't recognise things like autism as much as we do now. You know, nowadays, a 5 year old who had been given a label like that, Asperger's, nowadays, I mean, they would be dealt with a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a waiting list, all right, but just at least you get to see somebody and talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be waiting 20 years now, would you?
No. Well, listen, Sheila, I wish you luck and I hope everything works out there. That's a shocking, absolutely shocking story.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.